Ding, hey, ding.
You heard that.
I heard that, yeah.
Isn't that a weird noise?
It's a Skype noise.
Yes. It's ugly.
They're in Luxembourg, by the way.
Are they?
Yeah.
Are they fleeing?
Well, I understand Skype is lobbying the UN to become their own nation.
Yes.
We know how Obama feels about that.
Yeah, I think he'll veto that.
You Can't Make It Up, show number 164 for Monday, brand new month, October 3rd, 2011. Hey, Ken.
Yes. Oktoberfest and all those good things that happened this month.
Yeah. Please don't say a beer fest to a Red Sox fan. That's a little touchy right now.
Is it really?
Yeah, we won't go with there.
Okay. Just
Skype Nation, I, you know?
Yeah.
It might catch on.
I hope not.
Just in time for flu season, I found this silly season story up in politically correct country.
Uh-huh.
The capital of which is Northern California, specifically Sacramento. I found a new hero, Ken. He's standing his ground against not only the germs, but the God Squad.
What a guy.
Yeah, he's a California school teacher named Steve Kukovich. His
Cuckoo.
Kids, yeah, the kids call him Cuckoo. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
This was on KTXL Fox 40. They were the ones to break the story.
So it must be true.
Remember, when news breaks, fix it. Anyway, Rowena Shaddix was the reporter on the scene. She's talking to the guy who's now becoming known as the anti-bless you teacher.
You know, we're Catholic. We're supposed to say, you know, our religion.
It's respectful to say bless you.
But health teacher Steve Kukovich believes it's more disrespectful to say bless you in his class, even disruptive to the point that he's knocked off 25 points from a student's grade for saying it.
Man, you're going to lose points if you say bless you in classroom.
Man, you lose points if you say bless you.
It's not got anything to do with religion. It's got to do with an interruption of class time.
I think that's ridiculous, you know. First the Pledge of Allegiance, now, you know, preventing a kid from saying bless you.
The blessing doesn't really make any sense anymore. When you sneeze, in the old days, they thought you were dispelling evil spirits out of your body. So they were saying, God bless you for getting rid of the evil spirits.
Thank God.
But today I said, really what you're doing doesn't make any sense anymore.
Happy Thanksgiving!
Well, great. Taking up too much class time. Yeah, that's the reason.
Yeah. Yeah, as opposed to those pesky studies that they have to.
Jeez.
The whole world apparently is talking about this, so I figured we would chime in, too.
Well, I'm glad Fox News got that to us, because I feel so much better.
I'm glad your kid's out there in Sacramento getting such a great education. Let's hear it for Cuckoo.
Yeah.
My kind of teacher.
Well, you know, we used to say in the radio biz, when news breaks out, we break in.
You can't make it up.
I woke up this morning, baby, one shift shy a day. Shadow in the darkness, still sporting my shade. The only love I'm getting, baby, is like a ball and chain. As I reach for my chill whiskey beer and try to ease my pain. I've got that sinking kind of feeling, baby. You ain't coming back for more, no, no. I got that sinking kind of feeling when I heard the slamming of the door. There was a cookie man, there was a cookie man. Had a cookie kind of mind and a twisted sort of smile. It ain't me, baby. Oh, Lord, I don't care just what they say. Yeah, 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 yeah. I've got that sinking kind of feeling. You ain't sugar, you ain't spice. I've got that sinking kind of feeling. Been naughty 'cause you ain't nice.
From Albany, Maine, the blues folk stylings of Brad Hooper. He's got that sinking kind of feeling, which, by the way, is my favorite track off his Memories and Mileage album. Brad is currently ranked number one on Reverb Nation's blues charts out in his neck of the woods, Albany, Maine. He's also a proud member of the Maine Songwriters Association. My favorite review came from Mike Rizzo. He's an award-winning producer with Epic Soul, NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, Universal, Disney. Mike said of Brad Hooper, Living in Nashville, I was fortunate to work with hit singers, songwriters, and publishers. Brad possesses the same qualities of a first-class songwriter and with a classic voice to match. This is real John Prine, Ry Cooter thing going on, and people need to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to put a link out there to Brad and let you know that we're going to be playing Maine-based artists all this month, and that's because of the stand-down, the Maine VA's homeless veterans get-together. And we'll tell you more about that as we go through the month. But Brad Hooper kicks it off for us with the Maine Songwriters Association roster. This is You Can't Make It Up. We're the show that is done every Monday because mankind's capacity for stupidity is limitless. We've been finding that out, haven't we?
Yeah. And thank you. The gift that keeps on giving, all you stupid folks.
This show originates at 2, kenscomedy.com. If you'd like to contact us by email, that's feedback at 2kenscomedy.com. Want to get a shout out to one of our fellow podcasters. Well, he's a good guy, too. He's out there in L.A. He's right under the flight path at LAX, according to his podcast. Dan Klass and the Bitterest Pill podcast. I pointed out because he had a classic show, number 262. We'll put a link out there to it. He says, quote, "So apparently some of the Starbucks in New York City are covering their electrical sockets so that people can't use the place's office space all day for the price of a caramel macchiato."
Yeah.
And then Dan writes, "Good idea. I was always afraid that that's what drove Borders out of business." No, wait. That was the Kindle.
That's right.
Dan Klass and the Bitterest Pill. Hey, Ken, you're going to love this. You know that every month we do that Fun with English?
Yes.
Right after we did last week's show, I'm not making this up, we got a new follower on Twitter. It's called First English.
Oh.
And the guy that runs it, he says, "Hi, I run an English certification program designed for non-native English speakers."
We came to the right place.
And You Can't Make It Up is now among his 17,525 people he's following.
Just, how do we stop that?
I don't know. Paula Poundstone, tweet. You're going to love, this is right up your alley, senor. She says, quote, "I went to temple for Jewish New Year today. I was the only atheist there. I got drunk and sang Auld Lang Syne. I never fit in."
You know, I wish she'd shown up at mine. We could have used some liveliness there.
Oh, man, if she shows up at your temple, you're in for one heck of a pick a holiday, bat mitzvah or bar mitzvah or wedding or mazel tov there, Paula. So we swing right away from temple and all things holy to beer.
Yes.
I understand you found a story that's just ripe for us marketing fiends.
Well, here it is. I mean, you know this, I'm sure, that the beer business and the ale business and all that stuff, it's really more about the marketing than the actual beer itself. You know that, right?
That's
and
right.
Branding,
because they all taste alike.
That's right. Anyone who says they can tell the difference in a blind taste test is lying.
Or they're not blind.
Yes. Or they had too many going in. I don't know. But anyway, so there's a new entry into the beer and ale sweepstakes, and it comes to us from four guys from Fargo, North Dakota's largest city, which is not saying a whole lot, I guess. But
were they in the movie, too?
Well, you know, you always do this. You always get ahead of me.
I'm sorry.
Either that or I'm just too slow. But no, actually, it's a pale ale, which they introduced last Wednesday at a popular waterhole in Fargo. Now, the branding of this new homegrown pale ale is, as you hinted, a tribute to the movie Fargo, which I'm sure is one of your favorites and hopefully one of mine. You know that movie?
Never seen it. I've never seen it.
Oh, come on.
I have not.
Never.
No.
Well, then you won't appreciate this as much as everybody else who's seen the movie Fargo, especially the scene near the end where the kidnappers dispose of the hostage in a rather gruesome way. But yet it's somehow funny. Well, anyway, the new pale ale that was launched last week is appropriately brand named Wood Chipper. Now that rings a bell, doesn't it?
I didn't have to see the movie to appreciate that line.
Wood Chipper Ale, yes. Now, this was a big week in Fargo, or what passes for big there. They had the second annual Fargo Beer Festival, which happened to overlap with Fargo Fest, which included projecting the movie Fargo onto the side of a downtown hotel, which served as a big screen. Now, that hotel was where the bar was, where they introduced Wood Chipper Ale.
Was it the only building in town, too?
You know, once again, you're... It is a 19-story hotel.
Yeah.
And I mention that because according to the AP article I read, they say that hotel is believed to be the second tallest building in North Dakota.
The tallest would be a corn silo.
Right. Well, wait a minute. Believed? Don't they know? All I can say is, everybody listening, you guys have fun. Kick off your week by downing a wood chipper. Just...
Those of you regular listeners, if you can't make it up, know that this would normally be, and it is, the end of our quick show, the one that's geared for you mobile heads. Those of you listening on those pricey data plan devices.
Yes.
You can shut it off now. We're done.
Here's what you're missing by not sticking around.
Yeah, we're going all high-tech on you with things like air-conditioned clothes, solar panel bikinis, and text messaging trash cans.
Of course we are. And we have another example of drinking makes you stupid. Surprisingly, no field sobriety test was administered.
Why Atlanta PD stormed the local library? What if we told you a laughing toddler were involved?
Yes. And our moment of duh, how the classic definition of insanity is strangely similar to how we define your classic stupid criminal.
If you want our bonus premium show every week, become a VIP listener. Now it's free. Yep. All you need to do is take our 60-second audience survey. No names, you stay anonymous, and you'll help us improve our show by knowing you guys just a tad better. You can look out there for the link on our website at twokenscomedy.com.
And we need all the improvement we can get.
He said that. Everybody's a critic. On our way out, The blues folk pride and joy of Albany, Maine, Brad Hooper. And this is Wandering Man.
And by the way, I want to thank you for playing that because I learned something I didn't know going into the show today.
And that is?
I learned there's an Albany, Maine.
We have one.
Yeah.
Ken and I will see you on Columbus Day next.
Well, that's right.
Next Monday. We have the day off. Well, our fans do.
Yeah.
If you work in a bank or a school, don't sneeze. Bless you.
I am a wandering man, marked miles by pebbles bare. The holes in my boots are there from days and nights gone by. Don't really matter much if I lived or if I died. This dust is just in my pockets, just there to remind me that you...
You Can't Make It Up is a Penguin Pods production. Look for us at 2kenscomedy.com.
No, you... understand what a wonder man needs. The green mile markers, the edge of the road, mark out the miles and the times I've hauled the load. Every place is just another place to be. When the sun comes rising low and shining down on me, 'cause you can't understand why I am a wandering man. No, you can't understand what a wandering man needs. La la la. Sometimes I wake up whispering your name. Whisper falls in a town that ain't the same as yesterday. These old worn-out blues feed but never eat. Leave me hungry and lonesome, back up on my feet. And you can't understand why I am a wandering man. No, you. Baby, I'm coming home, baby.